Bezer Hashem is Bochum begin paragraph in the fourth chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Mechin, the laws of sales and the Sivik in the book of acquisitions. Where in this paragraph we continue regarding the acquisition and the laws of acquiring metal, movable items. The Rambam begins halacha alf regarding acquiring with the vessels of the consumer. Kil yishal adam, a person's vessels. Kamokam shesh l'rishus l'anicha, anywhere where he has permission to put it. Konaloi, his vessels acquire from. Kevin shenichnus hamatal l'metechakli, once the movable item that he's buying are inserted into his vessel. Neither one of them can back out. But it's like as if he did the kinyan b'kbal, lifting it up. It's like as if it was placed into his house. So therefore, a person's vessel is not acquired from in the public domain, not in the seller's domain. Only if the one who's giving it over to him tells him, go and acquire this vessel. But if not, he has no permission, so therefore, it's not going to be his. Or another exception that would work in the rishus of the meicher is if the consumer actually first buys the vessel from the seller, and he lifts it up, so it's his. And then he places it over there in the seller's domain. And then he buys produce from him. Once the fruits go into this vessel, he acquires them. Why? Because since the seller is so happy with the sale of his vessel, he's not particular about where it is, and therefore he has permission to put it over there, and henceforth, it's now his vessel are going to acquire from the payers there, even in the shus of the meicher in his kelim. Halacha. Now, just like we said in general, that the vessels of the buyer do not acquire from in the seller's domain, so too, the vessels of the seller do not acquire for the buyer, even though it's in the buyer's domain. In other words, a person does not acquire only if he has both variables. That the vessel and the reshus both have to be from the lekech. Allah HaGimah continues regarding the three kinyanim we mentioned in the previous parak, Mesira, Meshicha, and Akba, that work from a talon. So Mesira, regarding handing over, it only acquires in the public domain, and a quarter that's not of either one of them. The meshicha, that of drawing, of pulling, in the koine el b'sim, only acquires there on the sides of the public domain, or a quarter that's shared by both of them. Agbo, and lifting up koine b'chamakam, that acquires anywhere the person is. Allah chadal, dava nekne meshicha. Now something that's acquired by pulling it, imhoi b'shasarabim, if it was in the public domain, which we said doesn't work, it's got to be b'sim on the sides of shasarabim, but umeshacha lekech, but the buyer pulls it l'shusay to his domain, or l'sim to the sides of shasarabim. Once he pulls out some of the object from the public domain, kana, he has acquired it. Halacha hey, to'ein shel peiros, a pile, a load of produce, which was placed in the public domain. And the buyer goes and draws it, pulls it to his property, or to the size of shazram. Once the price is already set, so kana, he acquires af pi shadayin lemadid, even though they didn't yet measure, because the measuring is only to ascertain the quantity to know how much to actually pay, but it's not intrinsic for the actual acquisition itself. So too, if the consumer measured it out in the public domain, where by default, if he's measuring, he's lifting it up as he's measuring them, so kana rishin rishin magba, so although it's in the rishus ram, it's not besimta, but hagba, you could acquire. So each one, as he lifts them up, he acquires each one with hagba. Halacha vav, now hayim meicher meidit, in contrast to the buyer. If the seller was measuring, l'teich kel yishol lekech, into the vessel of the consumer, loikana, the buyer has not acquired it. Shein kel yishol lekech, kanim b'shasram. Because here it's not the buyer measuring, because the buyer measuring here would be kind of with hagba, it was the seller. And although it's going to the vessel of lekech, but it's in b'shasram. And in kel yishol lekech, kanim b'shasram, as we mentioned, the vessels of lekech cannot acquire for himself in the public domain. Now, if the produce were in the domain of the buyer, so once the seller agrees to sell, the buyer has acquired because it's in his quarter, it's in his property, what's called his quarter acquires it from. Like we said, measuring is not critical, so even though they didn't measure. If it was in the property of the seller, or in the domain of someone that's a third party that's deposited by, so then when the buyer has not acquired it, it's not in his rishos, until he lifts up, does hagba on the payers, or he takes it out of that person's property. How does he take it out? Either by just renting the place, and now it's like his, or things something like that, like doing mashtich or hagba, like we explained. Halacha Zayin continues regarding backing out of the sale before the act of the kinyan has been completed. So he appears besimto. Let's say the produce was in the size of the shasram, or a courtyard that's shared by both of them. Now, and even if it was in the property of the lekech, but it was in the vessel of the seller, so it's not the lekech's yet. Now, but the seller accepts to sell. And the seller starts measuring out the quantity into the vessels of this seller. Now, Imam Aloy, if he told him, kor b'shleishim selein imoichlach, a kor, which is a certain amount, for 30 slum, I'm going to sell for you. Yachalavzu by a filo b'sachre, and he could back out even by the last saw. He's up to 29, he's by almost by 30, he could back out. Why? Hoyle v'adayna peris b'kali, since the produce is still in the seller's vessels, and it's in his property, and the loigomer kolamid, they didn't finish all the measuring, the keli shamaicha and the kohen lekech, and the seller's vessels don't acquire for the buyer, and ava bishur b'shas lekech, that would be even if it's in the buyer's domain, because it's the seller's vessel, it has to be both the property and the vessel of the buyer. So it's what the sale wasn't done yet. Now the mamla, but if he tells him kor b'shleishim, a kor for 30, and then he says so b'sala, which is 30 of sa'im is a kor, and 30 is the slime, but besides the large quantity, he says each saw is a sella. So in Rishon Kana, then each one that as it goes, he's going to acquire. Why? Because since he set a price for every single saw, not just the whole quantity, so every saw that the seller is lifting up and pouring it into the vessel, that's the conclusion of the sale. Because since the produce is not in the seller's property, because it's in the buyer's property, because it wasn't his property, then, like we said, the vessel of lekech would not acquire for himself in the property of the meicher. But v'libishus lekech, neither it is in the buyer's property, because it wasn't his property, and then not in the vessel of the meicher, so then he would acquire right away when they set a price, even though he didn't measure, like the Rambam continues. V'ilu hoya appears by kevash meicher. Now, if it was that the produce was not in the seller's vessels, what's in the buyer's property, he would acquire the moment that they set a price, even though he didn't measure, like we explained. But in this case, where it's a neither, so then we say that every single one, as he pours it in, is going to acquire each one, because each one is individual sale. Which is the whole thing, you didn't finish until you finished, therefore you can back up. If someone sells wine or oil to his friend, on the sides of the Rishos Ram, or shared courtyard, or the consumer's property. Now, the measuring tool was owned by the broker, or he was the middleman between the seller and the buyer. So actually, in this malis hamida, if the measurement wasn't yet filled up, which the custom of the brokers were, that they would lend the measuring tools to the seller and to the buyer. Now, first, during the time when it was being measured, it was for the seller. After it was fully measured, then it would go out and be considered the lekech, and that's how he would acquire it. So it comes out until the measurement is full, it's still the meicher's, it's still the caliph shal meicher. When it's filled up, it's considered caliph shal lekech. So if it's not filled up yet, it's still considered by the buyer, by the seller. But when the measurement tool has been filled up, then it's considered the proper lekech, and then it's ready in his caliph, he acquired it, then neither one of them could back out. But it's only when it's filled up. Halacha test, b'chein peder shay tzvurin. So too, if you had produce that was piled up besimta on the sides of the Rishos Rabbim, or b'chatzos shashneim, or courtyard of both of them, and here it doesn't mention b'shus lekech, because since it's placed on the ground, it would be acquired from right away as a chatzah. So he doesn't mention that third case. Now, v'amida in the shalechmem. Now, the measurement tool is not neither one of them, rather, like we said, it's that of the brokers. Then the seller was measuring, because if the buyer was measuring, then he would automatically acquire it with the measuring, because that would be with hakbah. No, the seller is measuring it out. So like we said, actually in this malas hamida, if the measurement tool was not filled up yet, it's still considered the property of the meicher. When it gets filled up, it's considered the property of the lekech, and then again, no one can back out then. Halacha yod, but let's say the measuring tool was actually one of theirs, either the buyer's or even the seller's. The reason that is because since the seller is measuring it out with his own, it's as if he is makna the kli to the buyer. Now, v'hayibay the shuman, and now there were markings in the vessel later to know chetzia, half of it, shlisha, a third of it, or via, a quarter of it, kizmon, things like that. So once you read to any of the markings, you acquire each one as you get to that marking. In this case, even if it doesn't fill up the measuring tool. Why? Because every marking is like its own measurement. Because since this measuring tool is owned by one of them, either the buyer or the seller, And again, what he said, if it's a buy, it's for sure, and the seller, even him, he's giving it to him. And he's relying on the markings, and therefore each marking is like, okay, that's a sale. In contrast to if it's the brokers, again, it's not the lekeach until it fills up, and therefore he could back out up until the whole thing is filled up. Halachah Aleph continues regarding the ma'isa kinyan, the act of the acquisition, before you set the price. Says Ram, this is a great rule that should be in your hands. Hakoinas Matalim, if someone's acquiring movable items, in Pasuk Adam, if they set a price of Al Kachigbi, then he did the lifting up the kinyan magbo, then Khan is acquired. But if let's say he first picked it up and then he put it down, and then they set a price, he's not acquired with that lifting up, until he lifts it up after they set a price. Oy yimshoch, or he does the meshicha for davish and dachalik for something that's not normally picked up, because he's only being semich das, only reliant on the kinyan if he knows what the price is. How could I buy something I don't know the price? So although he did the kinyan, it's not going to work only if you have first have a set price. Alochi beis, but hayodava nimka. But let's say the thing that's being sold is dumb of ketsuvim viduin. It's something that has a set and well known price. Vigbien, they lifted it up, then could know he's going to acquire it. Alpha bishal pasuk achashikbi, even though they set the price after it's lifted up, because you really know. So too regarding other things, that you're requiring with them movable items, likeness spam, that you have to acquire them only after you set the price. Unless it has a set price, like we explained, that would be not required. Therefore, in other words, since setting the price is a stipulation before any acquisition, if someone draws the donkey drivers or workers, and he brings them in with their stuff into his house. So in Madad Ashley Pasuk Adam, if he measured what he's buying from them before he set a price, so even if the buyer is the one that's measuring it, comes out he did Agba, or he set a price, but even though it was set price, but it was the seller that was measuring out on the donkeys or on the workers, and it's not in the buyer's property, so both of them can still back out. But paid Kamal Kech, but if let's say the consumer unloaded them, and he put them into his house, so in Pasuk Adamim, if he first set a price, and then even if the seller is the one who's measuring it out, neither one of them can back out, because he's reliant on selling it, and it's already in the buyer's property. Now, v'mbondet atshele pasak, but if let's say they measured out before they set a price, both of them can back out, because he's not relying yet to sell. Even if the buyer is the one that's measuring it out, and it doesn't make a difference. No one's really relying until they know actually what are the price that we're agreeing upon. If someone takes a vessel from a craftsman, I'm an aslavakim because he wants to check it out. Now, in my dam of ketsuvin, if I have a set price, the nenes biyadei, and some einus beyond his control happened and it broke, let's say, the vessel, chayv b'dam of the buyer is obligated to pay the value. Chayv b'dam of ketsuvin is because since I had a set price, so me'eshrig biyoy, essentially from the time he lifted it up, nasa b'shusay, if he did a hagbah, it became in his property, because he knows what the price is. Now, b'hu that is sheig b'yenu, it's only if he's lifting it up, because he licked his kula, where his intention was to purchase the whole thing, if it finds favor in his eyes, like he likes it, that he'll pay for that set price, whatever it's worth. And therefore, even though it's einus, it was already essentially in this property. And the yoisachevitz and nimkochav lekech, that this object that was being sold was actually precious to the buyer. So even though it's einus, it was already his, he has to pay. But let's say it's an object that the seller is disgusted with. It's like it's a buyer's market because people, the sellers want to get rid of the object that he wants to sell. Then then actually it's going to remain in the seller's domain until they set a price. And then the buyer picks it up after the set price, but if not, then it's not considered his property and he's not going to be liable. Halachat Hazvav concludes with this, we're talking about Maitz Kinyan, if it happens with an agent. So Echad HaMoshech, Oyang Magbiya, Oyang Magzik Basmai, whether someone did the pulling or the lifting or the taking possession by himself. Or he tells someone else, like Biya, to lift up by Limshach or to do the Mashiach of him, or take possession of him. It is a zochloi. He has acquired it for him. Also, with all other ways of acquisition, that the shliach of the adam is kamaisoi, the agent works just as well as the person himself.